and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, JESSE, Jesse. My biblical question for this week is: anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Very, very interesting question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, busy doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can listen to the show, podcast, till the cows come home. But you can also listen. You still can be listening live. And whether you're exercising or running around or just plain old don't feel like getting up and you want to hear the show, you can listen to it on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Manhood Hour is in the third hour. It is a spiritual battle. Either you're going to be of the world or overcome the world. Will you overcome it or will you be one with it? Will you live or will you suffer? It's up to you. You are responsible for you. And in our society today, we've been told that everybody else is responsible for you but you. Everybody but you. And it's unfortunate. I was talking last Sunday about, I mentioned last Sunday about how they had those plane crashes. And right away, the media bring on so-called experts. And the experts don't know what happened at all. So-called experts don't know what happened at all in the crash. Nobody knows, right? But they bring the experts on all day long, and they tell you what they think happened. And you sit there and watch the whole TV 24 hours a day, listen to some dummies talking about what they think happened. Think about that. I don't know who's crazier. The media for bringing on so-called experts who claim they don't even know what happened at all in a crash, and rather than just say, I don't know, we have to wait and see. They sit there all day and tell you what they think happened. And then you sit there all day and listen to them tell you what they think happened. And the media just showed the crash over and over and over again and pretend they're having a real conversation about it. And there's something that won't let you go there and discover that a crash happened. No one knows what happened. And then wait for a few days or so, or later that day, or until they get more information, and then go back and get the update. You won't do that. Something in you is driving you to prevent you from moving on with your day. The thrill of watching it and hearing these people lie that don't know what happened anyway is amazing to me. Amazing. But it's up to you. You can take control of your life or you can stay in your hell. You can stay in your hell. And every human being on this side of heaven, every human being, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, you got to deal with your hell. You live in it or you overcome it. Most people don't overcome it. One of the reasons that most people don't overcome their hell, maybe two, but one for sure, they don't believe that anger is hell. They think that anger and fear and all that is normal. They say, every human being has anger. You got to have a little anger. You just become a little emotional, but that doesn't mean you don't love. It does mean you don't love. If you have anger, you can't have love. How are you going to have two gods? You're going to serve two gods. Anyone that has anger is serving their father, their god, Satan. Whether you know it or not, believe it or not, you may be even think you're praying to God. Oh, Lord, help me. You cry. You feel bad for other people. You feel bad for the children. You feed the hunger. You spoil your children. And then you call yourself good. And then when it doesn't work, because it won't, you say it's the kids' fault. They're ungrateful. Ungrateful kids. They don't want to talk to me. They're mad at me. I did all I could do. I gave them everything. I made sure they had a better life than me. And you call that good, even though it's not working out at all. The kids now hate you. And then suddenly you wonder, why do they hate me? Where did I go wrong? Oh, I was angry. Amazing. I want you, I'm encouraging you, do what you want. But I want to encourage you to keep a space between you and the great white hope. Have a wait-and-see attitude where the promises that he made during his campaign that he will make America great again. And I want you to notice the things that he's doing. And no matter what the liberal media or the conservative media says about him, you pay attention yourself to see if he's doing what he said he would do. And then watch without judgment, good or bad. Watch how he handles himself, how he deals with other people, how he deals with issues. And see if there's anything that you can observe from it that may help you. Instead of judging, Now, I know it's hard for you not to judge because angry people judge. They play God, so they can't help but judge. But pay attention. I believe today they're supposed to be signing or doing a, he's signing one of those things again saying that boys cannot play in women's sports or something like that. I hope in that it says that women cannot play in men's sport either. It goes both ways. If it doesn't cover women not playing in men's sport, it's not, it doesn't mean anything. But the president said that we're going to either own Gaza or have something to do with it to make it better. America going to clean it up and make Gaza better. And so I'm thinking, Mr. President, we're going to be like Rome. We're going to own the world. We're going to own the world if everything goes the way the president wanted it to go, if it goes that way. And the liberals are having a hissy fit. The president is moving too fast. They're like, you're moving too fast. We can't keep up. We're trying to complain about what you're doing. And every time we look around, you are doing something else. You're moving too fast. Fox News reporting, President Donald Trump met Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the dream team. They're not saying the dream team, I am. The dream team, I'm saying. At the White House on Tuesday, as the first foreign leader to visit in Trump's second term. Watch this from X.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area. Do a real job. Do something different. Just can't go back. If you go back, it's going to end up the same way it has for 100 years.
Amazing. It makes sense because there has been a war going on between Israel and the Palestinians for years now, and no one has been able to stop that war, bring peace. Peace in the Middle East. They have not been able to do it. And so since then, the things that they have done has not worked. President after president after president. It has not worked. And why not try something new? Why not buy it, fix it, and sell it? Make it new. Make it good. It's going to be interesting to see if this works or not, if it happens. But why not have a wait and see? Maybe it will happen. Maybe you can finally end the war because the Palestinians, it looked like their whole mission is to drive the Jews into the ocean. And they shout about it in their little parade things, rallies, or when they have those violent street things. They be shouting from the ocean to the sea, something like that. Is it ocean to the sea?
Mountains to the sea.
Oh, from the river to the sea?
Oh, right, river to the sea. Mountains. You both got it wrong.
They don't have mountains in Israel.
Right.
But from the, well, they may have some, but from the river to the sea. So their whole mission over the years has been to drive the Jews into the sea. It wasn't like they were trying to somehow or another make peace so they can share the land and have peace. Because I remember when Israel gave up Gaza. And I'm like, why is Israel giving up Gaza? And I wasn't into politics at the time. But it didn't make sense because Israel has given up so much to the Palestinians. And they were still not happy. and they would take the land and they would turn it into a ghetto. It remind me of the blacks in America. The blacks were blaming white people for taking their land or whatever, taking whatever they took from. I don't know what they took. But then when the whites would give it to the blacks, all they did was to turn it into a ghetto. And they would go over and look over at the whites and want the other nice things they have. But the blacks did nothing to build up their own places. And I saw that with my own eyes when I went over to Israel. All the things the Palestinians were doing was complaining, we want the land, we want the land. And then when the Jews would give it to them, all they did was to destroy that land. And they'd look over at the Jews at their nice land, and they wanted that. I remember when we went to Israel, and you got to visit Israel. I love Israel. We went near the Gaza Strip, but we couldn't go over there because Israel had given it up to the Allahu Abba people, and the Allahu Abba people, when it was too dangerous to go in there. And if, I don't know if you've seen a picture of Gaza lately. It's a total disaster. It's a war zone. They have not done anything to make it nice, to make it work. And the radical, whatever you call those people, they have built underground tunnels to try to fight Israel instead of building up top to make the place beautiful and relaxing and letting go. They won't do it. It reminds me so much of the blacks. I don't know what to do, but that's what happens when you're angry and you think somebody owes you something. It's never enough for you. It's never enough. It's like when parents spoil the children. The mother spoil the children. It's never enough. And the kids still end up hating you. And you went, why do they hate me? You spoiled them. I think personally that Israel gave up too much land way back when. Because these people are not, they're not satisfied. They want to go from the river to the sea. And Joe Biden, you can't hide. Remember they were chanting that in America? On our soil, they even hate us. And our government let them into our country. Well, it looks like that may be ending too. I hope so. I want my country back. I already know it's not coming back, but I want it. 888-775-3773. So it's going to be interesting to see the outcome of what happens in Gaza while Donald Trump is in office. I know that it appears, because I don't know, I'm not there, it appears that Netanyahu and Trump are good. They get along very well, it seems. And I know that based on the stories I've been hearing, that Netanyahu is like a Trump over in Israel, and the liberals hate him in the same way the liberals hate Trump in America, and they want to lock him up. They want to lock up Netanyahu. They want to lock up Putin. They want to lock up the whole dream team. Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. That's like trying to lock up Hake, the Anchor Baby, and Joel. The dream team. You can't lock up the dream team. And then if you go after one of the teams, the other one got their backs, so you can't touch them. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. When will you take control of your own life? When will you clearly see, recognize, stop protesting, and overcome thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. How deep is that? It's so deep that you can't grasp it. Really, you don't understand what I just said. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You don't know the depths of that. You hear the words, though I'm black, you understand the words, but that's about it. Because if you understood what I'm talking about when I say all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, you'll be free. You will be free. You will have life. You will have walked out of your prison. You would have walked out of the prison cell, went down to the lower level of the prison, got on a boat, and sailed across the water onto land, dry land. You would have, but you're not. You're still in prison. You're still in prison. You're afraid of human beings. Think about that. You are afraid of another human being. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking spiritually. You're afraid of other human beings. You're afraid of what they think about you. You're afraid of they're going to be friends with you. You're afraid you may lose your husband or your wife. You're afraid that you may lose your children. You're afraid to go up and speak on the stage because of how you might look to others. You're afraid and you compare yourself to others. You're afraid and you say you're not good enough. I would never be good enough. I'm not good enough for her. I'm not good enough for him, you say. You have not walked out of your prison. You would never be a Donald Trump, a Netanyahu, or a Putin because you won't walk out of your prison. You don't understand the strength of Donald Trump. You don't know what's driving him. You haven't gotten that far yet in your life for those who are working on it. Most people not. You are making a horrible, an extreme, horrible mistake in giving one thought to what people think. You're making a horrible mistake because you're giving in to evil, not only inside of you, but inside of others. Satan is your God, and you're miserable. You're not going to live a full life, and a full life is not what you think it means. And I'm not talking about physical full life. But you're not going to live a full life until you overcome the world. It is insane to give one thought about someone else, whether good or bad. It's insane. You're talking about human beings, and human beings are wicked. God said, don't trust them. They're murderers, and yet you're afraid of them spiritually. You should be physically concerned. Don't walk across the road and get ran over by a wagon, a horse in a wagon, or a car. But spiritually, have no fear. Fear did not come from God. So that alone, no, just even in your dumb state, if fear did not come from God and I have fear, I have to know there's something wrong with the fear. God didn't give it to me. I didn't give it to me. Where did it come from? And why would I hold on to it? It's not my friend. But you hold on to fear. You worship fear. You get a thrill from being afraid. you get a thrill from attacking other people, from trying to get revenge on others, from judging others. One of the primary reasons, you won't stop judging, because you can't stop judging with thoughts, eyes, words, gestures, and emotions. You can stop judging. You won't stop because you love the thrill. What will I have if I don't judge? I might see myself if I don't judge, and I don't want to see me. I'd rather judge someone else and pretend I'm better. You love your thrills. There are wives, I work with a lot of husbands and wives in counseling. And the wife said, oh, I'm working on myself. And he working on himself too, but he's not working on himself good enough. He's not doing it right. He's not this. I'm like, take your eyes off him. How are you working on you and watching him? Well, he didn't do the silent prayer this morning. And how do you know that? He made bad decisions with this or that. How you know that? If you're, like, busy working on you, and you're supposed to keep your eyes only on you and no one else, how do you know what he is doing or she is doing? You've taken your eyes off of you, and you're judging with thoughts, eyes, words, gestures, and emotions. And you say you're good. And you are afraid of human beings. Think about that. The devil is afraid of the devil. You're a devil, and you're afraid of other devils, and you call them God. Did you know that the devil does not know God? And that's why the devil attack each other, and they call each other God. There was a shooting. It's the same spirit all over the world. Same thing. No different. Different language, but the same spirit. Same deception. There was a school shooting. According to the New York Times, at least 10 people were killed and an unidentified number of others injured at a school at a center for adult education in central Sweden, on Tuesday. This is according to the authorities. Watch this from Sky News.
Well, the shooting happened in the city of Örebro, around 100 miles to the west of Stockholm. Police have said that although the motive isn't yet known, it is not believed to be terror-related. Sky's international correspondent Alex Rossi reports.
As the gunman started shooting, students fled.
Oh, my God!
They are clearly terrified. Others hid in their classrooms, barricading the doors. The shooting happened just after midday in the city of Örebro, which is about 200 kilometres west of Stockholm. This campus houses a number of schools, but the attack happened at an adult education centre. And the violence has once again raised questions about the growing levels of gun violence in Sweden. It has the highest gun crime death rate in the European Union.
We now know that around 10 people died here today. We cannot provide more specific details at this time due to the extent of the damage. We still believe we have the primary perpetrator in custody, although we're not ruling out the involvement of others. He is not known to the police from before and has no connections to any gang. Based on what we know, we believe he acted alone.
I was surprised to see a black woman with the news in Sweden. They got black people in Sweden? What the? What the? It's the same spirit. And it's not gun violence, it's people violence. The gun wouldn't do anything if you didn't touch it.
And God is good.
Why am I? Is your clock wrong?
It might be. Yeah, it looks wrong.
Okay, are we going out now?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take a break. We're coming on that, and then your phone calls and super chats when I come back. Back in a moment. Your fame, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Have your Pudgy's coffee yet? Pudgy's coffee is morning time in the U.S. of A. You gotta have your fresh, amazing Pudgy's coffee. Yeah, I got my own coffee, and it is good. So if you haven't got it. And so we have your over easy eggs or your toast or a homemade biscuit and bacon. You got to have your coffee or just plain coffee with no other food. You got to have it. It's better than going to Starbucks. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores. Rebuildingdemand.com/stores. And get your Pudgy's coffee. Every dime goes back to our nonprofit, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man. You're helping us to help others. Not only are you getting good coffee, you're also helping us to rebuild the family. All right? And the Hake Report is coming up. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake Report.com. And at 11, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Amazing, huh? A lot of stuff. And we do shout outs. I do shout outs for you. Shout outs. Birthday shout outs, congratulations, weddings, anniversary shout outs, encouragements. Whatever the shout out, I'll do it for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And last but not least, we're trying to do the right thing and point you in the right way. It's up to you. If you want to be free, you got to work on you, not only spiritually, but to get yourself a house. Get yourself a little piece of land. God made it possible. He made it possible that you can get a job. You can save your money. You can buy a house or rent an apartment, buy food, no matter what, and take care of yourself. He made it possible for you to function on earth and buy some gold. You can buy gold, invest in gold, not only in land, but in gold. There's a company called Gold Co. Gold Co. And major investment firms are predicting an increase in gold prices for the coming year. So don't wait until the prices go up and you'll be thinking, oh, Lord, why, George? I should have gotten my gold when it was cheap or the prices were lower. So I want you to check it out for yourself. If you're ready for it, you should thank Gold Co. I do. Check out Gold Co. We have a special for my listeners. You get a 10% qualified accounts, get a 10% instant bonus silver, a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Isn't that amazing? Right away, as soon as you qualify. So go to jessielovesgold.com. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, lovesgold.com or 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. So we're trying to point you to the right way spiritually and physically so you can be responsible for you. Check out Gold Co. Amazing. I want to just comment on the shooting and then to your calls. It's the same spirit everywhere. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And you hear the people say, oh, I can never be that because I'm a human. I can never not be angry. I'm a human. Well, how dumb can you get? What does that have to do with spirit? How? What does the body have to do with spirit? Your body is just where you live. You live on 13th Street, Body Avenue, West Body, North Coast. It is a body. When you walk into a building, are you the building? Or are you in the building? Are you the body building or are you in the building? So why are you calling your body you? Oh, I could never be free because my body, I'm only human. I can never be free. That's so dumb. You've been deceived again. You think you're your body. You think you're your thoughts. You think that you are your emotions. And you live at 133 Body. Body Lane Earth. Zip code 9000 Body. Amazing. So this shooting, they blame the gun. Gun violence. It ain't gun violence. It's people violence. Guns don't kill. People kill. Knives don't kill. People kill. But the media tell you to say gun violence, and you're so dumb you say gun violence. Now they say, we got to take away your guns. You're like, oh, okay, because they have confessed you it's gun violence. And then they let all the inmates out of prison and all the illegals in your country, and they tell you, well, you can't protect yourself anyway, so you don't need a gun. Same thing, and then the women are taking over. It ain't gonna it's going to only get worse. 888-775-3773. And then you say, oh, my heart goes out to the family. Poor family, you're lying. My heart, first, let me say, you have an aircraft crash, right? Crash. And then you go on TV and pretend you know, you know you don't know what happened, but you're going to act like you do. And you say, first, let me say, my prayers goes out to the family. And you forget about it as soon as you say it. And you're afraid of human beings. You won't live your full life because other human beings may judge you. What a sad way to live. Not knowing or having you forgotten that the human that's judging you is in worse shape than you, because the judger is worse than the judgee. The judger is wicked. That's why they're judging the judgee. So you got two devils judging one another. Let me go to Adams. Adam, a first-time caller out of Arizona. Adam, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good to hear you, man. I've been listening to your show for a little bit now, and it's helped me out a lot.
Nice.
So, anyways, I've been dating this girl now for like probably around 4 months now, and I really like her a lot, and I really want it to work out. I've been listening to a lot of what you have to say about women and about relationships and about how, you know, the man is supposed to be the head and, you know, I'm not supposed to be a beta and I don't want to be a beta.
Don't be a beta.
And, you know, everything you said, it's caused me to look at my parents and I realize now, you know, like how wicked of a woman my mother was. And, you know, I had to forgive her for that. How much of a beta my father was, and I had to forgive him for that. And my girlfriend is not like there yet in realizing all of this. Like, I've tried to talk to her about it before. And you know, I tried telling her like that she really, like, she hates her mother. Like, she's angry at her mother, but she doesn't even realize that. She thinks she loves her mother. And you know, I told her, like, you need to forgive your mother. And she basically just got really offended at me and told me to stop psychoanalyzing her. And she, like, drew the line at that. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know how to proceed with this now. But, like, I don't want to give up, you know? So I guess my question is, How would you proceed?
How are you? How old are you?
I'm 26.
And she is?
She's 24.
Oh, okay. And when you say how to proceed what?
Like, I want her to, like, wake up the same way that I have kind of woken up.
And why?
And so that she can have perfect peace, because she's like, I can see the anger inside of her, you know, like,
right.
She's an angry person. She wants to control everything all the time. She definitely has tendencies where she wants to control our relationship. And, you know, I fight her on that. I try to do it in a perfect way. But those tendencies definitely come out. I'm like, it's being confirmed to me more and more. I'm like, okay, this is an angry girl. Like, she's just angry.
And why do you want her to have perfect peace?
I want her to have perfect peace, just so that, like, she will stop. She'll get out of her own way, and she'll get out of our way. As far as, like, this relationship goes, because I know that I can't be with somebody who, you know, I mean, I know that I shouldn't be with somebody who is, you know, being controlled by their anger.
And when you say you like her a lot, what do you mean by that?
I mean, like I like her character a lot. You know, she has a lot of qualities that.
So you like her angry, you know, character?
I mean, no, I don't like it when she gets angry, but...
You like her angry character that she won't listen to you?
No,
what
I
do you mean,
she,
by you like her character, then?
I just mean, you know, she's like, she's not angry all the time. She's not controlling all the time. You know, she's nice and kind. And
but
you know,
if she's angry, she's angry all the time. Even when she's nice and kind, that's anger. It's still an emotion. It's an emotion called nice and kind, but it's still anger. That's why she goes from nice and kind to unkind to back to kind, back, because she's both of those are fake. They're not real, but they both are evil.
I see what you're saying. She's been saying in our relationship recently, like, oh, like you're not, you know, you're not doing enough. Like, I feel like you don't initiate things with me as much. You don't talk to me as much. And, you know, you don't love me, X, Y, Z.
She's saying,
and I'm like,
and you're like, you're saying, I'm like, what?
And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, just, I'm like, stop. Like, just calm down. I'm like, everything is fine. Like, I don't have to, like, stop trying to control the relationship.
Yeah. And so why do you want a woman that you already know that will not obey you?
Well, I guess I don't know that she won't obey me.
She already just planned she won't obey you. How much more you need to know?
I don't know if I did, because she definitely, you know, gets angry about some things, but then, you know, I try to deal with it in a perfect way, and then she ends up usually, you know, giving up on the fight and, like, submitting, you know?
But she's not submitting. She just become nice for a minute. And when she said, oh, you don't call me enough, you don't talk to me enough, you don't play with me enough, you don't play. What she's saying is that you don't let me control you all the way. Or like you used to let me, allow me to control you. She wants total control over you. She doesn't want to be free. She wants you to
right.
worship her. She wants
right.
to be your God.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've been talking to my dad about this, and he's like, "Well, you know, Adam, like women are emotional creatures, you know, and they need to be, you know, emotionally supported." And I'm like, "Beta."
He's telling you to support evil, but let me ask: you don't want her to be free, perfect peace, because she wants it, because she clearly has shown you she doesn't want it, and you're trying to impose it on her. And you don't want it for her so that she could be free. You want it for her so that she could be with you. And that's not love, man. You don't want her to be free. You want her to be what you think you want her to be so you can be with her because you think you love her. And that's not love. If you loved her, you would leave this woman alone, meaning stop trying to change and leave her in her hell. And continue to work on you, and because a relationship does not require work. You are not supposed to put one iota of an effort into any relationships at all. And if it's not working naturally, it's hell, and it's not meant to be. You're not supposed to be trying to make a relationship work. You shouldn't be arguing with her. You shouldn't be trying to make her go and forgive her mama and her daddy. You told her, you suggested that to her. If she doesn't want it, leave this woman in hell, wish her well, and you continue to work on you. Because you don't care about her. It's all about you.
I do care about her.
Then why don't you leave her in her hell then?
Because I believe that she also wants peace.
But
like she doesn't like
she
complains
told you
to
that
me
she
about
didn't.
How she has anxiety and stuff like that.
Right, but she didn't tell you that she wanted peace. She rejected the way to peace. She loved her anxiety. And she loved complaining to you about it. and you love pretend to try to fix it. Because you've told a woman what to do to overcome, and she said, no, I need you to worship me. I don't want to be free.
Well, like, don't you say that the man is supposed to help the woman overcome these things?
Only if she want help. Your girlfriend doesn't want help. Your girlfriend is not working on herself. You notice how God is leaving your girlfriend in her hell? He knows that she has anxiety. He knows that she's angry. He knows that she's controlling. He knows that she's trying to control you. He's not stopping her because she doesn't want that. Why are you trying to make a change? Because you want her to be what you want her to be so she can be with you. If you loved her, you've already told her how to overcome. If you loved her, you would leave her to hell. Okay, you stay in your little hell and suffer. And die.
Oh, my gosh. it's so difficult to find a woman that has overcome these things. You know, like, I feel like all women have, you know, some form of, like, anxiety.
They do. All women.
Fear and anger.
All women have no love. All. Not one that has love, including your mama.
Right, and she certainly hasn't realized that. My girlfriend hasn't realized that yet.
She doesn't want to realize that. She's not working on that. She work on how to control you to make you worship her. She's not working on overcoming herself. And if you loved her, you would leave her in her hell, and then you would stop looking for a woman. You will only look for the kingdom of God. You will look for what is right. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added. And if God wanted you to have a wife, he will add one to your life, and it will be perfect.
Mm.
But you're looking for a woman instead of looking for God. You're in hell looking for a woman, and that's why you stand in hell by meeting all women that are in hell. Except for those women who have started to work on themselves to overcome that hell.
Mm.
Why are you looking for a woman rather than looking for what is right? Trying to overcome your hell.
I don't feel like I didn't feel like when I met her, like I was looking for a woman. We just kind of, you know, like met each other and, you know, just started talking and then, you know, things just went from there. It felt pretty easy. So.
But now it's not. It was a setup.
Yeah. It looks that way.
It
now.
Was. Did you go and forgive your mother? No.
No, I haven't yet.
Why are you about to lie?
No, I was going to say that I've been planning and thinking on it.
Hold on, buddy. Can you hold?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Adam. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. And we're also going to get to your super chats. Back in a moment. That clock is off again.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Some serious mess going on in the world. but some good things too, perhaps. The CIA employees, they're all getting offered buyouts. Up next, I heard, is the Department of Education. Slash that thing too, get rid of it. And shall we take over Gaza? Sounds pretty cool. Some of you guys don't like the idea. And parcels from China. This is interesting. No longer accepted by the U.S. Postal Service. Bye-bye, Shine, whatever that name is. And Temu. Huh. Interesting. Trump hitting hard. Putting the pressure on China. And mid-air collision, a little update for you. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, February 5th, 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, and he will be right back to your calls. Tomorrow, by the way, Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month. Some of y'all need it. Men's Forum, rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need more info. Men's Forum is the first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Women's Forum, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond for ladies only. And then church on Sunday with everybody. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, says the CIA is now the first major so-called national security agency to offer buyouts to its entire workforce, a step in the Trump administration's effort to shrink the bloated federal government. Thousands of other federal so-called workers face sweeping layoffs this week unless they accept offers to resign. Based in Gaza, President Donald J. Trump, he is back, our greatest president, said the U.S., quote, will take over, unquote, Gaza, potentially with the help of U.S. troops, while the Palestinians who live there should leave. His comments on Tuesday raised a lot of questions and eyebrows and concerns about the forcible displacement of about 2 million Palestinians from their supposed land. Trump added that we'll own it, dismantle unexploded bombs and clear debris, and build the Riviera of the Middle East. So cool. Some Arab nations are pushing back on the brazen proposal and rejecting the notion of accepting additional Palestinian refugees. Nobody wants them. Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, sitting alongside his U.S. counterpart in the Oval Office, smiled at the remarks and said he believed Trump would help Israel achieve all of its war goals. Based. And the U.S. Postal Service, after announcing Tuesday they would not accept incoming parcels from China and Hong Kong, until further notice, the U.S. Postal Service abruptly changed course this morning, said they will continue, accepting all international inbound mail and packages from China and Hong Kong posts. That's it. The USPS and Customs and Border Protection are working closely together to implement an efficient collection mechanism for the new China tariffs to ensure the least disruption to package delivery, the service said in an updated statement. Aw. The announcement comes just days after our greatest president, Trump, ended an exemption that allowed anyone to ship packages worth less than $800 to the U.S. without paying duties or undergoing inspections. Inspecting incoming parcels to collect the new import taxes could prove extremely difficult. So that's a little update. Analysts were saying that this move could spell the end of cheap hauls on Chinese e-commerce sites like Shein, if that's the right pronunciation, and Temu. What a mess. And that Sweden shooting, you heard about that earlier this hour. 10 people killed, at least, in a shooting at a school in Sweden Tuesday. Suspected gun male, not a man, believed to be among the dead. Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson of Sweden called it the worst mass shooting in Swedish history. So it's a terrible situation. What a mess. It's a school for adult education. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? You can listen to the show if you're busy and can't sit and watch. You can podcast, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Manhood Hour's coming up in the next hour. And so some of you may hear me talking about the clock being off. There's a big clock right in front of me, and it tells all of us when to end the show, when to go in and out. So it's a little off right now. No big deal. The anchor baby got it over there at the board. Amazing, huh? I want to go back to Adam, a first-time call out of Arizona. Adam has a girlfriend. According to him, she won't work on herself. She's becoming difficult. And he like, what the? Hey, Adam?
Yeah, Jesse.
Is Eve there right now?
No, she's not here. and by the way, she claims she wants to work on herself.
Claim it, but, and doing it are two different things.
But she just doesn't want me to help her.
She doesn't want to work on herself.
She wants to do it through therapy.
Right. She's because she doesn't really want to work on herself. But let me ask.
What the?
What the? Adam, you said in your opening statement that you know about, you got to forgive your mom, your evil mama, your dad, and blah, blah. But you haven't gone and done that. Why not?
My dad, I have forgiven my dad.
You told him?
Because he lives in Arizona also, so I actually got to go to talk to him and tell him that I forgive him for everything. But my mom actually lives in Mexico. She moved out to Mexico with my stepdad, the man she married.
And they don't have a Skype or anything?
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, she has a phone, but I thought it would be better to wait until she... Either I go see her or she come and see me to do it face-to-face.
And do you plan to go see her soon?
Yeah, she's supposed to be in town next week. So I can probably see her when she's in town then. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm just a little worried that my stepdad's going to get pissed off at me. When I forgive my mom and have that conversation, then my stepdad's going to be like, "Oh, why would you make your mom feel bad like that?" You know?
And why do you care what he says?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Then why? I mean, So you're afraid he may do it, but you don't know why you're afraid?
I just know he cares about my mom a lot, and if he doesn't understand, like, why I'm saying what I'm saying to her,
all right,
then, but, you know, he'll try to jump down my throat.
But he doesn't care about her. He cares about her in the same way you care about this woman that you're with. It's all ego. It has nothing to do with love. Because if your stepfather said he cared about your mother, he would have already been honest with her about her hell. He wouldn't protect her hell. And the fact that he's protecting her hell is a strong knowing that he doesn't care anything about her. It's all about him. In the same way your girlfriend is all about you. That's why you pretend you want her to be overcome her hell, when really you want her to overcome her hell so you can deal with her better, or you think you can deal with her better. You don't want to overcome her hell because you know she needs to be free. So I would encourage you, whatever he says, and if he says anything, or if your mother, if he says anything or not, or your mother starts to cry, carry on, you just let them act and say what they want. Don't react to them. Perfect power is in non-reaction, not in reaction. And so just say, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. You screwed up my life. Turn me away from my father, whatever. And I'm sorry, I'm wrong for resenting you. I know you couldn't help yourself now. And let her say what she wants, and let him say what he wants. You're grown. You don't need to worry about that anymore. That's not your concern if someone else doesn't want to overcome their hell.
Also, Jesse,
plus, you don't know what he's going to say anyway. I don't care what he said before, how he is reacting, why in the past. You have to always have a wait. You should always have a wait and see about everything. Wait and see how he reacts. He may be glad to hear you say what she has done to you, because he already knows it anyway.
Huh. So when I tell her this and have that conversation with her, how specific am I supposed to get? Because I feel like there's kind of a lot to unpack there. Like for instance, like, do I need to tell her that I resented her for, like, divorcing my dad and, like, breaking up the family, basically?
Yep.
Okay.
But don't plan everything out. Your primary reason for going to her is to forgive her, to admit that you do resent her, and that you realize now she can help herself. And because you need to realize, if you haven't yet, that you are wrong for resenting her, and that's what's keeping you away from God. Your anger, no one with anger can enter into the kingdom of heaven, you within or above. And so you're wrong for playing God by judging her. Now you're an adult, you know better. So your primary thing is to say,
yeah,
I was wrong for resenting. Yes, it's wrong for what you've done by separating the family and all that, but I'm wrong for resenting you. I realize now you can't help yourself. Somebody screwed you up. And if the words come about what you just said, then say it. But if it doesn't, don't worry about it. Your thing is to admit that you resent her, and God will forgive you. Don't ask any human being for forgiveness. Never ask a human being for forgiveness. God forgives, human beings don't.
Mom, I realize now that Grandpa was a beta. And he screwed you up.
That's right. Her mother screwed her up. Her mother did exactly to her what she did to you. Because she hated her mother as well.
Dang.
And if you marry this girl that you're with in her condition, or you make a baby with her, she's going to screw up your child or children as well. And then she's going to keep them away from you to try to hurt you even more so.
But this girl is so against divorce. Like, she hates...
You know why?
Why she's against divorce?
Yeah, because she's not married.
Oh, well. Oh, but both of her, both her mom and her dad have been married three times.
Right.
So her dad's obviously been marrying his own mother, and then her mother has been just a difficult woman.
Of course, all mothers are like that. I don't care how rich, how poor, how black, how white, how Allah, how whatever. And that's what's going to happen to you. If you marry her, she's going to end up being married three or four times, and so will you.
My parents were also married like three times.
Yeah, you're going down the same path.
What the heck? I don't want that.
Then you better stop longing for anything but a return to the father. Because children are divorced, they have horrible lives.
Are we sure that I can't just give her a chance, like to see this through? Because I'm not saying that I can't leave her, but I'm saying like I feel like she hasn't gotten a fair opportunity, like I have, to reflect on her ways.
That makes sense. Are you listening to what you're saying right now? Do you hear what you're saying?
What?
You sound like a woman.
What?
Oh, I need to give him, he beat me, but he loved me. I need to give him another chance. He beat me, but, and the men sound like that too nowadays. She beat me. She called the police on me. She had me arrested, but I need to give her another chance.
What the heck? She hasn't done any of that stuff to me, though.
It's coming.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well.
And I didn't tell you to break up with her. You could stay in your hell with her if you like. That's up to you. But what I'm telling you is that you are digging a hole for yourself because you're trying to make you feel what you think is love for her. Emotions are not love. Emotions are hate. And you feel what you think is love for her, and you try to get her right, get her saved, because you see she's screwed up. And you try to get her fixed, saved for you, not for herself, for her. It's for you. And it's not that you care about her in that way. You just want her right so you can be with her.
So you're saying that she doesn't really want my love. She just wants me to worship her so she can control me.
Absolutely, because you have no love to give. If you loved her, you would be correcting her, and you would know that she's saying, you don't worship me. You don't care about my emotions. You don't pay attention to me. You don't talk to me. What she's saying is you're not worshiping me.
Yeah, I've definitely felt that.
So, what?
Yeah, I've definitely felt that in this before with her.
Do you see that you sound like a woman when you like said all that stuff about, oh, she doesn't want my love. I love her. I want to help her. Do you see you sound like a woman?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. I can kind of see it.
That's your mama in you. But when you truly go and forgive your mother, God will forgive you, and he will take the mother spirit away from you because it's an evil spirit. And it's not the mother spirit itself. It's evil that comes through the woman because Satan is the woman's God. And so evil comes through the woman. And when you be angry at your mother, you take on the same evil spirit she has, and then you're only attracted to those spirits. Every woman, unless you forgive your mother, every woman you get involved with will be your mother, and you're going to have the same problem that your father had, your stepfather's having, any man that get with your mama has had, that has gotten with your mama has had. You're going down the same road. You got to travel this road alone with nobody. You can't bring anyone else along for any reason at all. whether so-called selfish reasons or non-selfish reasons, but all reasons are selfish. But you can't bring this woman along with you. You did the right thing by telling her, hey, you need to forgive your mother. You're angry. You need to forgive your father so you can have peace. That's why you have anxiety. Anxiety is anger. And that's why she's having anxiety, because she's anger, and anger, she's separated from God. Satan is her God. You've told her all that, but you can't make her change so that you can have her.
Dang. So you're saying I just have to let her go?
I didn't say that. That's up to you. You got to see that clearly for yourself. But I'm encouraging you to work on yourself. Are you doing the silent prayer? No.
No.
What? No.
So
you're not even working on yourself.
I just started listening to you recently.
Oh, okay. Do the silent prayer. Go forgive your mother. So I'll let you say you forgave your father. Do the silent prayer and only want, without trying to want, but only want what is right. The kingdom of the Father. He will make a home in you. He will give you a perfect life.
I'm trying to wake up from my betality.
My beta. Well, if you forgive your mother and your stepfather, too, if he, whatever, however you may feel about him. But if you forgive and you do the silent prayer, practice staying present, everything will be made new inside of you. You will have a new heart, a new nature. Everything will be change, and there will be no more beta.
Okay, so Jesse, what's the difference between women who can accept that, like, there's no love in women, and those who can't accept that?
I don't know what you mean.
Like, because I have yet to meet a single woman that is familiar with this concept that you're talking about, that all women are evil and, you know, there's no love in them. And, you know, like, it was the woman who was first deceived by the serpent, and then, you know, man became deceived by the woman.
Right. The man was not deceived by the serpent. The man was deceived by the woman. And that's why the woman became the man's God, and Satan became the woman's God. And that's why men are afraid of women, and women hate men, because the serpent hate men.
Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. Like, nobody teaches that. Like, anywhere. Like, you're the only person that's talking about this, it feels like.
And does it make sense to you?
Yeah.
And do you know why it makes sense?
Because it's in the Bible.
No. That's not the reason. What? No.
What's the reason?
Because God is trying to draw you back unto him. What I'm telling you is making sense, because he is allowing you to see that it makes sense. I can't make you see that. You can say this to other people who are not ready for the truth. They going to think you crazy. What? No. They won't be able to see it. God only allows those to see the truth that welcomes the truth. And you do want the truth, even though you're a little weak with it right now, you do want it. So you're starting to see it. And a little bit of seeing is going to prevent you from ever going back. If you stay with it, you're going to want more and more and more. More than you want anything else or anyone else, or more than your children or anything. But you got to stay with it. Forgive your mother, forgive your father, and do the silent prayers. Practice staying present rather than lost in your thoughts, which are all lies all the time, about the past or the future. And just live right now. You will have an amazing life. Life is not about getting married. It's not about having children. It's not about this or that. Life is about, and your purpose in life, the purpose of your life is to overcome hell. That's your purpose, to overcome hell.
All right.
So you got work to do, Adam?
Looks like it. I do, yes.
And I'm not telling you to break up with that woman. That decision is on you. You got to see that for yourself, and you do what you see is best, what you see is right.
Oh, okay.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that there's maybe a little bit of attachment between this girl and I.
Oh, you think?
Maybe just a bit. But I don't know what I'm attached to, because, like, we haven't had sex or anything.
You're attached to the thrill of thinking you love her, fighting with her, trying to get her to do this and that. And she's attached to the thrill of trying to control you as well.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all about the thrill. All for the thrill of it, thrill of it, thrill of it. All for the thrill of it.
That's crazy.
Two people in one.
That's never going to work.
I rest my case.
Okay. All right.
And just this about is, the thrill.
Okay.
The thrill of thinking you love her. The thrill of you think she loves you. The thrill of trying to make her right better. The thrill of the fights. The thrill of the false makeups. The thrill. Egos love thrills.
Yeah, they do. Okay, well, I'm going to, what?
You got your work cut out.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go and forgive my mom.
Okay. Do the silent prayer and work on you. Put your eyes on you. Live from within, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right, bye. Amazing. We are always running for the thrill of it. Thrill of it. Always pushing up the hill of it. Searching for the thrill of it. On and on and on and on. We'll call it out. Call it out, the thrill of it. Never looking down. Who sang that?
Empire of the Sun.
Empire of the Sun. Let's do Super Chat. I want to get back to the call. Super Chat. Super.
A missed Super Chat from yesterday from Rumble. Salty MAGA Matt says, that baby water drop didn't look as bad as an Orthodox baptism. If you know, you know. And I don't know.
He's talking about that little baby was thrown in the pool by the mother trying to teach it to swim. Amazing. Thank you.
Forgive your mama about a
coffee. By the way, folks, it's raining here in L.A. I feel like it's raining all over the world.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
It is. Very nice.
It's chill.
Very nice. But thank you.
Forgive your mama says, what's the difference between your earthly father and a stepfather?
The stepfather is not your father. The earthly father is. Amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska over on punchy.tv/JLP.
PUNCHIE.TV.
You don't just dunk a darn kid in the water. She was fine because she wasn't choking on water. He will hate water now.
Yeah.
She now knows that mama will save him.
And that's a good point. The baby was crying. It's not like the baby was having fun. And when she finally took him, I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, out of the water, the baby ran close up to the mother to get a far sense of safety. So it wasn't like the baby was enjoying it. I could see it maybe if the woman had taken the baby in the water gently and laid it on his back, his or her back, and let the baby kick around, have fun. The baby would have been laughing and enjoying, but that baby was not having fun. That baby would have been traumatized. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
At this point, just call me Mike, says, good boy, Hake. That is a well-trained monkey you got there, Jesse. Monkey emoji. Hake emoji.
Monkey D, monkey C, monkey do.
Somebody's trying to make a monkey out of you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone says, hey, hey Jesse, I want to ask.
Ask.
Before Jesus came, were the people blind like most of us are now, except we are able to see the devil in us, but those people back then could not, meaning they had no way out?
Right. They would all own and operate it by evil. They had no other choice. And then the Son came. And when the Son came, the kingdom of heaven appeared on earth. Amazing, huh? Nice. Thank you.
Jay Len on Cash App, no message.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay Len.
Bond JLP Cash App. Someone bought a coffee. God truly does love us. He sent his Son to free us, and he did. It's amazing how most of us read the Bible because it tells us this, but yet we don't realize we're free. Luke 4:18.
Yeah, it's that. Amazing. Thank you.
And he bought another coffee for Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering sight to the blind, to set at liberty them who are bruised.
Thank you.
Nice.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I would dance like David danced. I would dance and I would shout. I would dance like David danced. The Spirit of the Lord. Of the Lord.
And that's Jesus talking, by the way.
What?
Saying his Father sent me to free these people.
I know, but yet the people call him God.
Terrible.
My Father sent me to free y'all. And now y'all gonna call me God. What the? He like, no, don't be praising me. It's not me. It's the Father in me. You can do it too. How God going to tell you, no, it's not me, it's the God in me, my Father, and then you can do it too?
It's a good question.
Amazing. Thank you.
Calvin from Ohio. Jesse, for you to comment on how much Beyonce didn't deserve that award shows how misinformed you are. Country has never been a white thing historically. She showed appreciation to her roots, seeing as though she is a country girl from Houston. You are very wrong and disrespectful for the comments you made. Says Calvin in Ohio to JLP.
Country and Western music, not black music, man. Is that a man?
Yeah.
He said what?
He said it's never been a white thing historically.
Country. That's not true. It's been white. It was white first. We can only get country and western music, and they were all white. There were no black in country and western.
Yep.
It was all white. And then later in years, you'll see one or two black people doing country and western.
Sensible ones like Darius Rucker.
That guy.
Yeah, Hootie and the Blowfish guy.
Right. But what's his name?
Calvin from Ohio.
Calvin. No, I don't know where you get that from, that country and western has been black. That is not true. And I got proof for you. I want to play soundbite. What's happening?
We're going to break.
How are we going to break? It's the middle of the thing.
I don't know why he put it up there like that.
Are we at the bottom of the
top? Yeah, we're at the bottom of the hour.
What the?
is it more off than even before?
What? It's like way off now. It used to be at near the bottom.
Right.
Well, I tried resetting it, but I thought you said I got it.
You got what?
The breaks. 10 seconds.
What?
You told me I got it. Nick, the Anchor Baby's got it. That's what you said.
Well, I didn't know you were going to go up there and do that to the clock. I mean, I have an idea of what it is, right? But you threw me all the way off. Back in a moment, folks. Back in a moment.
Since I was 17 years old, And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. I want you to check out Punchy TV. We have a brand new episode. Oh, we played it yesterday, right? Monday. That new episode. Yeah. But here's what it looked like. Do we see one?
Does she look better with or without makeup?
My girl, let me sign with him.
Be careful, Nick.
Yeah. You like the makeup and the fake boobs, fake butt. You like the plastic surgery.
Yeah. Enhancements are cool.
See?
As long as they're not overdone.
Why do you have to get an enhancement? It's like you're lazy.
They make a woman more attractive.
Would you pick a 9 enhanced or a 7.5 natural?
What does that mean?
Because you want to have sex with her.
Thanks, Nick.
Just there was some confusion I had to clear.
What a mess. Punchy TV. Check it out on YouTube and Punchy TV. But it was a very good episode, even though that looked crazy. I don't know if it looked crazy, but it was a good episode. And this Thursday is the men's forum. The men's forum this Thursday. It is the first Thursday of the month. Every first Thursday of the month, we have forums for men only at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And then the third Thursday for ladies only at 7 p.m. Pacific time. All right. In response to this person saying that country and western were men, I mean, it was for white people, and Beyonce went back to her roots. That is not true. And I got proof. I want you to watch the heartbreak in this kid's face when he found out Beyonce won Best Country Album of the Year. Watch this from X.
Okay, do you know who won Best Country Artist or Country Album of the Year for the 2025 Grammys last night?
Hardy?
No.
Margot Allman?
No.
Ella Egme?
No.
Riley Green?
No.
Luke Combs?
Nope.
Bailey Zimmerman?
Nope.
Teddy Swims?
No.
Thomas Rhett?
No.
Hmm. Let me think. What's her name? Megan Maroney?
No.
I give up.
Do you want me to tell you?
Sure.
Beyonce.
What? Oh my God.
She's not even country!
Yep.
That's how I feel about it. Now, that doesn't say all about it. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know where you get this idea that country and wrestling were black and Beyonce going back to her room. That is not true. That kid named all the country western people, but none was Beyonce. Not one.
And Houston is not very country anymore. It may have started out as a country place. It is city now. It's terrible.
Amazing. So, but thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, to Calvin.
To the super chat.
Yes. Shout out to Calvin in Ohio. Jamil bought a coffee. Why would Trump tell his so-called friend Netanyahu that all he has to do to achieve his long-term goal of destroying Iran is to kill him and blame it on Iran? I didn't like that at all. JLP and Hake, what do you think about this?
I did not hear that, so I'm not familiar with it at all.
Neither had I.
Yeah. So yeah. I can't respond because I didn't hear the content of it at all.
Yeah.
But thank
Trump,
you.
Trump yeah. does make edgy jokes sometimes.
That's for sure.
Sion bought three coffees. Hi, Jesse. I made it safe, but I need your advice. I miss my mother. Is that normal? We hung out a lot. Now she's been very close to me and with my others than she is with my other siblings. She's a widow. And blah, 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 blah. This is not pithy, Sion.
Well, welcome back. I'm glad you made it back safe. And you're too old to be missing your mama. No. We're gonna take it out of your head. You're enjoying. Sound like you enjoyed it while you were there. Don't get into thoughts because those are just thoughts about your mama. That brain are false emotions. It's over. The visit is over. Live now and not in the past. You should not be missing your mama. What the? Amazing. And then you think you're closer to her than the rest of the kids? As soon as you don't do what she want you to do, you stop being close, you're going to become her enemy, and the other kids will be closer. So forget about it. It's over. And then the next time you see her, you'll see her. And you may not have fun, but live for now and move on. And I'm glad you're back home safely, though, Sion. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Sion says she needs someone by her side.
Aren't you seeking God?
No. The mother needs someone by her side.
Well, tell the mama to seek God. Tell your mama she doesn't need you by her side. She needs God. You should have, hopefully, when you were there, I think you're working on yourself, Sion, I believe. You've said that before. You should advise your mother to work on herself and not look for somebody else to be at her side. That's not going to do her any good. They'll come and they'll pass away too. What the? Amazing. But tell her to work on herself. You know what to tell her. And welcome back home. Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim with a rumble rant. Trump is going to level Gaza and build a Trump casino and golf course. Oh, the casino going up.
America will be Rome. We will own the world. Isn't that amazing? And Trump will be king.
Emperor.
King Emperor Trump forever. Forever.
Amen. Pastor Chatelet with a rumble rant. TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, is a heck of a drug. Big smile emoji.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Jessica from Texas. Morning, y'all. I finally understand what you mean, Jesse, when you ask.
Ask!
Is it easier to believe that your sins have been forgiven or if you're a sinner? I used to prefer to believe a pretty lie instead of the ugly truth.
Yep.
Thank you for all your help and have a great show.
It's so amazing, folks. Think about this. Really think about it. You don't have to believe me. See it for yourself. But think about it. Christ said he came, he sacrificed, he bought you back, he wiped you clean, and he told you all of your sins have been forgiven. And you walk around calling yourself a sinner, and you can't even accept or believe that you're not. Now, you know something wrong with that. The lights are on, but nobody's home. What the? But amazing. Thank you.
Spanky Spank, three coffees. Just got my package. Barely opened the bag, and I can already smell the coffee. Felt like I bought some dope. What the? Also got my shirt. Thank you, Bond.
Right on. Punchy's Coffee. Check it out at RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Pudgy's Coffee. I didn't realize how whoever drew my picture there, they did an amazing job on it.
Indeed.
I did not notice that until the other day.
Yeah. It's actually really good.
Yeah, yeah. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Isaiah on Cash App. Better, not bitter. Amazing. Great line.
Repeat that?
Better, not bitter.
Absolutely. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you.
555-555-565 gave a diamond, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Let me go back to the busy phones. I'm going to have to put my cell phone here so I can keep up with the time. I can't even see a clock now.
Want me to leave my watch?
No, I have a cell.
Okay. But you don't have to tap my watch.
What?
You don't have to tap my watch. It's always on.
Well, I'm not looking at it every minute. I just want to get an idea of how the show's running.
You got it.
Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Thank you, OJ. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Josh. Georgia, on my mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was calling for the biblical question there.
Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
I think it's both. I'd say it's both.
Meaning?
Meaning that the intelligence makes you prideful and causes you to do stupid stuff, and that all that fuels the anger. And it's just they're all related. They're all that's what happened to me from school. I hated school because it made me intellectual, but that was actually stupidity, and it fueled the hate in me.
Amazing. Interesting, yeah. Man. And why did you hate school?
Because it was worthless to me. You know, I got out of, yeah. You know, I went to college, and then after college, I started doing construction jobs. I was doing work with guys who, you know, I had a college degree, but I was doing work for guys who didn't even finish high school. They were my boss, you know.
So if you hated school, why did you go to college?
Because that's what everybody told me. My parents told me to do that, and society told me that's what you need to do. Yeah.
What a setup, huh?
Yeah. But, you know, I realized I shouldn't hate it because it's any intellectual knowledge gives me it leads me to do stupid things. Like, I could listen to your show and, you know, puff up on the knowledge from hearing what you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll make me it'll make me do stupid things. And then it could cause me to hate you, you know?
Yeah. Amazing.
So it's just any, like being a Bible thumper too, you know? It'd cause you to sound stupid. And then that's the whole goal is, the devil wants you to hate everything, you know?
Very interesting, man. Thank you for responding to that. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. But I want to ask, yeah. What do you think of the idea that we're going to own Gaza?
Oh. You know, I see it as, I want to own Canada. I see it as Western civilization, man. I see it as white people need to just colonize the world, and they need to run everything and make everything like America, make the whole world like America.
Well, Trump is on the way of doing that.
Yep. Lord willing, man.
And the creek don't rise.
Yeah, and I grew up thinking that white people were evil and that, you know, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. And That's a whole other thing of knowledge, you know?
Yeah. What a mess.
What you think. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem, man. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right.
Amazing. Let me go to another Josh, a first-time caller Josh out of California. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Amazing.
Amazing. Just
real quick, give a shout out to a fellow Josh from Georgia.
Right on. Georgia on my mind.
That's right. My question this morning is, how do you go about finding or meeting a woman in the right way?
By not looking. Do not look for one. Don't yearn for one. You only look for what is right by overcoming your fallen state. And you're going to naturally meet women along the way anyway. But because you're putting first things first, she won't become your God. So you'll meet a woman. You may go out on a date. You're going to talk to her. But she won't be your God. And then if it's meant to be, you end up marrying her. And you will have a marriage that will last until death do you part. But if you look for one, you're only going to find hell, and the marriage would never work. It's not going to work. So don't look for one. You're not created to look for a woman. You were created to return to the Father.
Yeah, definitely. That makes sense. Kind of a follow-up question to that. Because I've never really seen an example of a marriage that works.
Right.
It's all just been messed up with the...
And that's why marriage don't work. Marriages don't work because the man made the woman his guy and the woman is trying to control the man. So it's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I've seen. I guess the kind of a question there is, like, have you seen examples of where that has actually worked?
No.
Personally, I haven't.
The last time I saw it work was when I was growing up in Alabama. And since that time, I've not seen it work. And in those days, women understood their role in life. And they obeyed their husbands. And they then tried to be like the man. And the men understand their role, and they would correct the woman when she was wrong, and they would watch over their children. So, but that doesn't exist anymore. That was back in years ago.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. So in that, like, obviously with how things are modern day, and like women, everyone has like choice to kind of do whatever they want. Women have kind of chose this alternative path that goes against what's right. How can we return to a state like that if the world and everything around it is going the way it's gone?
By you and the women, and there are women who are working on their life. I deal with them all the time now around the world. And by you overcoming the world, then your world will be amazing in you. Your world, you will have amazing world happening inside of you and around you. You'll be fine. And the woman will be fine if she works on herself. But the world itself is not going to get better because human beings are evil. And they will be living in hell on earth, but you'll be living in heaven on earth. That's the only way things are going to get better.
Amazing. That is all. Thanks a lot for those words of wisdom. That makes a lot of sense.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have.
Oh, good. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Morning and most nights, but not every night.
Well, you stay with that. Practice staying present. And don't want for anything but more truth, more light, more of God in nature, right? And he will add unto you whatever is meant to be, but don't have in your mind what you think you want. Don't let all those thoughts and ideas go. And he will add unto you, buddy. I promise you, and it'll be amazing.
Amazing. The other thing I've kind of noticed, like starting to work on myself and practicing being present more and more and just like coming back to the present as much as I can, just throughout my day, I notice how unconscious people are.
Like, yes.
Things will happen in life and you can just see based off how they react and their expressions and words that come out of their mouth. They're just so caught up in thought.
Absolutely. And that's what happens when you get to see what's going on in you. You're going to have understanding. And the understanding will cause you to see everybody. You'll see what's going on with every human being. You won't agree with it, but you won't judge them. You will understand what's going on. Amazing. Thank you, Josh.
Amazing. Thank you. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
All right. You too, buddy. Amazing. Chris out of Georgia. Georgia everywhere. On my mind. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Chris.
So I wanted to talk with you about, you know, the whole Israel thing. There was something that...
Are you happy we're going to own Gaza?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, President George Washington affirmed it is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world. President Thomas Jefferson reiterated the same policy in his first inaugural address, advocating for peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none. And I was just like, I don't know if Trump's doing right by that, but I will tell you that, because I don't see it being a constitutional thing. But as far as Israel goes, I was reading the Bible. Romans 2:28-29 says that no one is a Jew unless he is circumcised in the heart, meaning they got to turn back to the Father, be born again.
Right.
And this comes from God. And Paul in Philippians 3:3 says, we, talking about the church, the body of Christ, we are the circumcision. And when I started putting all this together and Jesus telling the woman at the well that there's the time coming when people are going to worship in the spirit and the truth. And in Philippians 3:3, it's talking about we worship, we're the true circumcision worshiping by the spirit. I don't know if those are the true, modern Israel isn't true Israel, because Romans 11 says we as Gentiles have been grafted into Israel after being born again. So
you were grafted into something that was already there. So good was already there, right, Israel? And then you were grafted into that. So how can you be better than something that you were drafted into?
Right. So if we are Israel, and Galatians 3 talks about...
But it didn't say you were Israel. It said you were drafted. You were a Gentile. You're not Israel.
Yeah, so we were grafted into it. Christ is Israel, and if we are in Christ, we're the heirs to the promises and children of Abraham. So it has nothing to do with race anymore, and it technically never did. So
right. That was a long time ago.
We're trying to support a racial identitarian group, much the way the Nazis did Germany. But at the same time, you got some Muslims who, I mean, I would agree that if they could, they'd genocide the whole world who didn't turn to Islam, right? So it's kind of like I feel sorry for the Jews, but at the same time, they put themselves there.
Do you love the Jews?
Oh, yes. I love the Palestinians. I love the Jews.
Right on.
And I don't take either side. It's like, to me, watching them fight, like watching the Crips of the Blood in an arena while we're in a Coliseum in Rome or something. We're just sitting around cheering it on just while eating. But yeah, there's something to think about, man. And I was wondering what your thoughts of it.
Well, I don't know. And this idea of owning Gaza, I don't know if that's the right idea or not. I just like the fact that Trump said it.
Yeah, I get it because it's Trump, right?
Right.
You know? But really, we shouldn't be entangling ourselves. And it's unconstitutional to be giving them foreign aid as well. It's actually illegal for us to be giving them our money.
We'll wait and see. Thank you, Chris. We have a counseling back in a moment, folks. Manhood Hour.
Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Hi.
I'm told it's pronounced she-in, not Shane or shine. What a mess. And speaking of that, I heard that it's Shane Baum, not Shine Baum, that Mexican Jewish female president woman. Anyway, illegal is going to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I think it has it already started. That's exciting. Maybe. I don't know. Pray for Michael Jordan's son. He's going through it. Caught with coke, not the soda, in Florida, allegedly. But we wish him well. And 100,000 eggs got stolen in PA. Pardon me, I'm spitting. And the Super Bowl. Choose love. It takes all of us. Those are the corny, hokey lines that are going to be on the end of the end zones. Probably nobody wants to score a touchdown anymore. But at least they got rid of the end racism end zone message. Stupid NFL. I shake my head. I heard Trump may go to the Super Bowl. First president to do so. That's what I heard. And light pollution is getting worse. And it really is. I think I've witnessed it. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, February 5th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. And Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Men's Forum is tomorrow night, guys, for the men only. First Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. It is fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports crews are working at the site of last week's deadly mid-air collision in Washington, D.C. area, having recovered the remains of all 67 victims. They are all dead, confirmed, I guess, reportedly. The American Airlines jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter on a training mission, they ran into each other. One ran into the other, maybe. Over the Potomac River in an accident, they call it, that remains unexplained. More parts of the plane, which will also form pieces of the puzzle investigators are trying to solve, were recovered from the river on Tuesday, yesterday. Inclement weather, though, will bear down on Washington, D.C. today. Snow, sleet, freezing rain expected to worsen. Already tough conditions for the recovery personnel. We wish them well. The Trump administration has started to send so-called migrants to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, despite questions about the plan's legality. The prison in Cuba opened in 2002 as a holding center for suspects taken off battlefields in South Asia, the Middle East, and some elsewhere who were treated outside of the legal system, so-called, and often held without years for years without a trial. I'm laughing. Anyway, on Tuesday, a military flight carrying around 10 so-called migrants with criminal records, they landed in Guantanamo, U.S. officials said. The move stems from President Trump's memorandum directing the federal government to prepare the prison site at the U.S. Naval Base to house tens of thousands of illegals, and they call them migrants. They still don't know who, or at least they didn't as of early this morning, know why the that mass shooter in Sweden did that thing, killing 10 people or more, not sure. And anyway, Michael Jordan's son got arrested on drug charges. The 34-year-old son of the NBA great, Michael Jordan, arrested Tuesday in Florida after police officers found his vehicle stopped on railroad tracks. I heard that it was like a Lamborghini SUV, something like that. I don't know. He was then charged with possession of cocaine. What a mess. Shout out. And by the way, in Santorini, the island in Greece, hundreds of earthquakes, 6,000 residents have recently left that area because of those earthquakes, I guess. Seismic activity that's pretty intense may continue for many more days, if not even weeks. What a mess. Light pollution is negatively impacting wildlife and humans. And there's a movement to preserve natural darkness. And I've noticed it when I go to Big Bear that you don't have it. We can't see the stars anymore as well. Terrible. 100,000 eggs stolen from a distribution trailer in Pennsylvania. So said police. The egg industry has had a lot of problems because of the bird flu and all kinds of mess. Thanks a lot, Biden, Obama. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. It's a mama mia. It's a hola. It's a si, senor. It's a gracias. Guantanamo. Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? You know, amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show live if you're busy running around anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. And everybody and their mama if you're white. So you can podcast, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday, and we take all calls, but every Wednesday is and will always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man.
Alpha male.
Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Ashley.
What's happening?
I don't know. This man is...
We were
trying to deliver her refrigerator.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
Larry, bring me my phone because I need clothes on the phone right now.
The refrigerator measured at about 20
minutes. Measure this refrigerator, please, while you, Mr. Handy, and you take my chicken.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and...
No, get away from my door. Sit down.
Get your wife, sir.
That's please. Not my husband.
Poor Larry, obedient as ever.
What's in the bag, baby?
When you are weak, it's a hard life, Nathan.
What's in the bag, baby? White women always try to save the black. What's in the bag, baby? Amazing. Manhood Hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. It's amazing. I want to just... there is an order in life done by God. Don't blame me. God in Christ. Christ in man. Man over woman. And woman over children. The man is the light of the family, and he's the salt of the family. When the light is out and the salt is dead, not there, you get hell. And nothing else works. That's why everything is so screwed up. And men don't understand that now. They did in the good old days, but not anymore. And now the men are emotional, vicious, resentful, revengeful, fearful, emotional, doubtful, lonely, suicidal thoughts, just like the women. Angry, just like the woman. Have completely accepted the emotional, just like the woman. And if you tell a man that he's like his mama and he should not be that way and he doesn't have to be that way, he want to fight you. He have accepted darkness as a light. He is not trying to help anyone overcome, meaning that he's not able to point the way because he's judgmental. He thinks just like the woman, and our world suffer for it. And the more the women are taking over because the men are weak, because men were not weak, women could not take over. They don't take over. You let them take over. The home, the businesses, the country. What a sad way to live. Men, I would encourage you, do what you want. You must return to the Father. It's spiritual. You have the spiritual nature of your mother, which is mindset, her thoughts, and emotions, just like a woman. It is not normal for men not to wish everybody well, even your enemy. You wish them well. You don't try to hurt them because you understand. But because you have the woman's mindset now, you react, you feel, you react, you think, you react. And the world suffers for it. There are men and women who are starting to wake up. If men were men, and they could be, all you have to do is return to the Father by forgiving your mother so her nature, her identity, her mindset can be taken away from you. You are not yourself. Any man that has anger, I'm saying this loud and clear, any man that has anger is a woman. You're a woman. Why do you think black men are so angry? They're just like their mothers. They're angry. They snap at anything. They have no patience, no love, no nothing. Just like the woman. If men were men, they would be doing what Booker T. Washington did. Booker T. Washington took care of business, and Booker T. was born enslaved, re-up from slavery by Booker T. Washington. If you doubt me, Booker T. Washington was born enslaved, real slave, way back then, 1800s, I guess. And his folks were so enslaved, his parents. But Booker T. had no hatred. He only had love. Men in those days had love. And they guided. They didn't get mad when somebody else got mad. They didn't try to hurt you because you did something wrong or whatever. They was like, right on. And they were about taking care of business. Taking care of business. They didn't gossip. They didn't play the woman's role. They didn't sit in the car and let the woman drive. What the? I never saw one man sitting in a passenger seat while growing up and the woman was driving. Men were about their business. If you were a man, you would be like Booker T. Washington, about your business, whatever that business is, working every day, paying the bills, you know, raising a family, whatever. Here's an example of manhood for Booker T. Washington, how he helped get nearly 5,000 black schools built after his death. Even after death. Watch this from X.
Booker T. Washington collaborated with Julius Rosenwald, president of Sears Roebuck and Company, to establish the Rosenwald School Project in the early 20th century. This initiative aimed to improve education for black American children in the rural South. Between 1917 and 1932, nearly 5,000 Rosenwald schools were built across the southern United States. These schools served over 700,000 black children, comprising more than one-third of the rural black school children in the South by 1928. The Rosenwald School Project addressed the severe underfunding of education for black Americans in the South and provided much-needed educational facilities. The school's architecture and programming made them focal points of community identity and aspirations. Washington's involvement in this project aligned with his belief in the importance of education and practical skills for black American advancement. The Rosenwald School significantly improved educational opportunities for black children in the South during a time of widespread discrimination and segregation.
Amazing. Why don't you take care of business? I try to encourage you to buy a home. Get yourself a piece of land. You won't even do that. You got an excuse. You're not taking care of business. I said, hey, work on yourself. Overcome your mother. Drop the anger. Men are not supposed to be angry and vicious. You won't even do that. You won't even do that. One other quick example that I want to play for you. I have not heard this clip yet, so I don't know exactly what's in it. But Malcolm X, remember him? And Malcolm X, for a long time, had a lot of anger. He hated the white man and blamed the white man because he believed the lie. And then he went to prison, according to the report, and he ran up on the Alaoaba people. Louis Farrakhan people, and they preached more lies to him about how bad the white man is, racism, and how evil the white man, and he got worse in anger. It grew. And he believed it. He ran the Louis Farrakhan thing for a while. He had some big role in it at some point. But then he woke up, apparently. He went to Mecca and realized that all white people are not what they said. It's not true. It appears that he forgave. Here's a soundbite from Malcolm X on X.
If white immigrants can come to this country 50 years ago with nickels and dimes and no education, and come here and pool their little nickels and dimes and no education, and set up little stores, develop these stores into larger stores, develop this into an industry which creates job opportunities for whites. Since Lincoln was supposed to have freed the black man 100 years ago, and today the black man, according to the government economist, has spending power of $20 billion per year. We feel that with the black man spending $20 billion a year, not setting up any businesses, not creating any industry, not creating any job opportunities for his own kind, he's not in a moral position to point the finger today at the white man and tell the white man that he's discriminating against him for not giving him a job in factories that he himself set up. If the black man has $20 billion, and these so-called Negro leaders are such geniuses that they can integrate white restaurants and integrate white factories and integrate, force themselves into that which the white man has set up, they should use this same ingenuity to show the black people how to pool our wealth and set up something of our own. And then we won't have to force our way into his anymore.
I rest my case. What the... when I was looking at the little black school there with Booker T. White, I got homesick. And one of those little black kids could have been me. I grew up right in that area. What the? And those little black kids, nappy-headed kids, looked like one could have been me. And they were so black, I couldn't even see them. Amazing. I interviewed someone yesterday on the Fallen State, older guy, used to be one of the so-called civil rights people, leader people, but he pulled away from it because he disagreed with their socialist ideas, and he became an independent, conservative kind of a guy. I forgot his last name. I can tell you in a minute. But the point is, he too, and he grew up in the South, older than me, but he grew up in the South. And he remembered those days when black people had businesses, when black people did it for themselves, when the blacks, were not complaining. He remembers those days, as I do. And we were having this discussion yesterday, and we talked about how when we were growing up, men didn't complain about stuff. They just did what they had to do. I left home at 18. I was told I had to go at 18. They trained me to work and take care of myself. Bob Woodson. Bob, thank you. Bob Woodson. And it was an amazing interview. He talked about the good old days, how black people pulled themselves up with nothing, by the bootstrap with nothing, because they didn't know you couldn't pull yourself up. Yeah, they didn't think about some white man helping them. I remember those good old days. And when I left home at 18, moved to L.A., it wasn't easy. I almost don't want to say it wasn't easy because at the time I wasn't thinking of easy or hard. I was just doing what I had to go do and going through what I had to go through, right? But it was amazing. And I had nothing. And I pulled myself up by my bootstrap with nothing. Zero. And I didn't know that somebody's supposed to be helping me. And I didn't call home and beg my folks for money. If I'm reflecting so I can be straight honest, if I did, I may have when I first moved here one time. But I didn't call my folks for no money, and I had some hard times. I lived in a motel at one time that had so many roaches. I'm sure I ate them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if I slept with my mouth open, I would eat in there while I was sleeping. But I was on my own doing my thing. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't pull yourself up with nothing. You can. But you just got to do it. That's all. You're not a victim. You are not a victim. And black people, you are not victims. And don't let anyone tell you that. They're lying to you. They are your enemy. Anyone that tells you you're a victim and you got to have this and this and that before you can do this or that, they're lying to you. That's your enemy. That's a loser. And they want to keep you on the level of loser. Losing a loser. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Calandra out of Nashville, Tennessee. Calandra, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. Follow what she say.
Calandra?
Hey, Jesse.
You're on the air. Are you talking to somebody?
I'm talking to you now. I'm sorry.
Amazing. You're on the air.
Oh, Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for your call.
Yes, nice to be here. Nice to be on the air with you all. But yeah, I was wondering to answer the difficult question. I also have a question for you also, if you don't mind.
Is anger a part of intelligence? You have a lot of noise in the background. Calendra, hold on. Don't hang up. Derek, let me know when she's ready. All right. 888-775-3773. Tyler is out of Owl. Tyler, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson.
Hey, Tyler, welcome.
Yeah, and so it's kind of a coincidence. The last time I called in, we discussed Booker T. Washington, and I had told you how, because of the feature you did with Uncle Tom too, that I decided to read his autobiography up from slavery. So, it's definitely a book. I think, you know, I know most people aren't listening, but everybody, especially the blacks, should be reading, because there's a lot of valuable insights in there from that man's perspective.
Absolutely. And if you haven't seen Uncle Tom 1 or 2, you need to check it out, folks. Uncle Tom 1 or 2 on YouTube. Check it out. Amazing.
100%. And then I also, you know, it's kind of hit and miss with the biblical questions, but I really do. This one's really a doozy, so I wanted to answer the biblical question this week.
Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
Okay, so primarily, this is just from my observations. I think that it's a part of the intelligence. I think anger, it's pretty tricky. It can kind of mask itself as so many different things. When people get angry, they're like, I'm just frustrated. I'm just angry because I love you. People will mask anger as love. So intelligence, anger is intelligence in the service of madness. You've spoken on the shooting in Sweden that we just got reports of. And here in America, there's like mass shootings constantly. You know, how many mass shootings have we had? It's not even really news anymore. And a lot of times these mass shooters, they spend quality time thinking about, you know, why they're going to do this, like the suffering they're going to bring about. And it's all in their mind. It starts with the intelligence. Now, it's kind of one of your earlier callers said it's both. And while I would tend to agree with that, I think primarily it is part of the intelligence. It's a tricky question, but if I were to give one or the other answer, I would say it's the intelligence.
Amazing. Well, I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. I do appreciate your response to it, though.
Yeah, and one other thing, too. This is just one little side question. Do you really think people shouldn't return their carts at the grocery store? Because that's one thing I disagree with you on most things, but I really disagree with you on the whole people not returning their carts at the grocery store. I think that's totally insane.
It's not right or wrong. If you want to return them, fine. But if you don't return them, you're not wrong. And the reason for that is that you've been tricked and you've been convinced that you're supposed to return them. You think that it's polite, it's the right thing to do. But what you don't know is that the food market and the food companies have cut back on hiring employees to go and do that. And they're making you do what they would normally hire people to do. And so you're paying for that by doing that. And you're buying expensive grocery. Now, if you want to turn them back, that's fine. But if you don't, fine. It's neither right nor wrong. But you're just, like with everything else, you've been made to think that you're wrong for not doing it.
You kind of, I hear you. I tend to think, like, what would Jesus do? What would Booker T. Washington do if he got groceries and he was, you know, going out to his car or going back to his car? And it's like, you see the little station there where you can return the carts. And it's like, well, you know, I'm here. I might as well return it. There's cars driving around and whatnot. It's just, It's one of those things, especially since you say that you're white on the inside. I say it's very white to return the card. I myself am black, but I think it's, you know, it's the right thing to do.
So you think that Jesus, you thought about Jesus and a shopping cart?
I thought about Jesus and Booker T. Washington. I was like, what would these two guys, I look up to a lot. I'm like, what would these two gentlemen do if they were just, you know, going about their business?
Do you know?
And they just got.
Do you know that in the good old days when markets, supermarkets would hire busboys to go out and get the shopping carts? And that was a job for someone. And now, because the markets have convinced the people to do it, a lot of guys can't get those jobs anymore because the people are doing it for cheaper labor. The supermarket is getting free labor from the people by making you feel that you're wrong for not doing it.
I hear that is a totally valid argument. Now, if things change over time, Jesse, I mean, at one point people used to, you know, not pump their own gas. And as things evolve, you know, now people are like, oh, okay, well, I can get out of my car and pump my own gas. Now, there are certain states where they still have those rules.
But they're because the gas industry convinced you to get out and pump your own gas. What you don't realize is that the marketing system in the world and in America is very smart, and they know how to convince an ego, unconscious person to do what they want you to do. And that's all that's happened. The marketing is what convinced people to change their mind. And just think about the number of guys who are out of work now that when they would be in high school or right after high school, their first job would be in a supermarket being a busboy. They would take out the grocery for the person, put it in the cars. They would bring back the carpet shop or go out and bring them. They had a job, but now they don't have a job. And now at McDonald's and places like that, they're talking about computer rise and everything. It's just going to put more people out of work. And then people are going to say, oh, yeah, that sounds so good. That's right. And they don't know that they're being brainwashed by a smart marketing system.
You
have to get out of your car, go into the gas station, pay for the gas, go back out there and pump the gas, and the gas company making buku money, and they don't have to spend anything because they've gotten rid of the worker, and they make you do it, and you feel good about it.
That is a totally valid argument, and I would say that, you know, money, it's one of those things. I mean, they say money makes the world go round, but it's totally ego and manipulation, and I tend to agree with that. I'm just, yeah. It doesn't.
The people in Africa, some parts of Africa, they were hating the Christians for coming over and feeding their people, because the Christian would go and take food and stuff, and then the people started getting this free food. And as a result of getting the free food, they stopped buying from the marketplaces over there and were putting the people out of business. And the Christians was praising the Lord, believing that they were doing something good when they were bringing destruction rather than bringing love. Amazing.
Yeah. It's a total mess. I mean, it goes to, you know, this week's question is a literal doozy, because, I mean, anger is it's so tricky, right? Yeah. It really does. It's almost just as tricky as the devil itself.
Tyler, I got to take a break, brother. Thank you. I don't want to get cut off. Thank you. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. That's a line open. You can get involved there. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A Report, thehakereport.com. And after the Hake Report at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. He black, better known as Arkansas. The Joel Friday. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere at 12 noon. And don't forget to support us. Make a donation to the nonprofit by going to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Donation, right there? Donate or donation?
Donate.
Donate. rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Thank you for helping us to help others. Hey, buy some coffee. Good. Every dime of Pudgy's coffee. I got my own coffee. Pudgy's coffee is amazing. Makes you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. Da-da-da-da-da. Pudgy's coffee. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. rebuildingtheman.com/store or... Yeah, rebuildingtheman.com/store. There's so many things to remember now, and I'm black and I'm slow, and I'm like, what the? And they, my staff try to make it easy for me, too. They do. They work hard to make it simple. But, and tomorrow night, the men's forum. Tomorrow night, men's forum at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And normally we try to be out there by 8:30, no later than 9. You don't want to miss it tomorrow night, guys, at 7 p.m. Believe me, you don't want to miss this one. At 7 p.m. Pacific time. I want to go to, is it Gabe? Gabe out of Austin, Texas. Gabe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Gabe. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Are you on a speaker or something, Gabe?
No, sir. I'm actually just on the phone.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not sure if you can hear me good or not, but yeah, I'm just on my phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Sir, I was going to respond to your biblical question.
What is anger, a part of intelligence or stupidity?
Yes, sir. I think it is a part. I think it's both as well. I agree with some of the comments that were made about it. The intelligent part, because that's what the enemy does, and he's crafty and intelligent, man, you know. I really think that's his ploy to get us to fall into the stupidity, into getting angry so we can do stupid things because of our egos. We get angry. But that's the intelligent part comes from the enemy, and that's his little scheme to get us to get angry and sin.
And do you still get angry?
Do I still get angry, sir? I am not perfect, and sometimes I get a little frustrated, you know, like in traffic and whatnot.
And so,
but I don't, you know, go crazy or I don't react on it. You know, I don't argue with people or anything like that. I just.
And so do you still get angry?
Sometimes I do. I'm working on it, too.
And do you still get angry?
I do.
And why not drop it? Why don't you just drop it?
I wouldn't call it angry, sir. I'm just, I call it frustration.
Frustration is anger.
Yeah, you're right. And you're right, sir. I shouldn't just, there's nothing to get angry about because I know, you know, God has a plan. Everything's always going to be okay. So
why not like just said, drop it?
Man, that's just one of the devil's schemes, sir, is to get angry. And sometimes I fall for it.
And why not? Just drop it and be done with it?
That's true.
That was a question.
Yeah, I need to. I just haven't, sir. And
why not? Why not just drop it?
I guess it's a little bit of the ego, sir. I guess so. That's why I responded to the biblical question like I did.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I absolutely have.
You told her?
I have told her.
And are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
I am doing the silent prayer, sir. Not every night, but I do it every morning when I wake up.
Well, you practice doing it every night before bed and every morning when you wake up. And during the day, practice being present instead of locking your head.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you so much for your advice, Mr. Jesse.
You're
and, sir, I was going to ask you one more question. Sir, I'm also a portrait artist.
A what?
And, a portrait artist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sir. And I would love to draw a portrait for you and send it to you, sir. How can I do that?
How can you send it?
Yeah.
P.O. Box right there. P.O. Box 35090.
Okay.
P.O. Box 35090, Los Angeles, California. 90035.
Let me just repeat that so I got it right. It's P.O. Box 35090, Los Angeles, 90035?
Yes.
Okay, all considered. Well, thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate it. And, man, I'm gonna just drop that anger. You're right. It's pointless.
Yeah, work on yourself, man. Thank you.
And have a great one. God bless.
You too. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Yep. I wanted to call back because we were going to go over what Martin Luther King said in that clip, and I think you were going to try to explain to me where he was wrong.
Oh, okay. Ronnie, do you record our conversation?
Nah, it's already on YouTube Live, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't record it and put it up on YouTube or anything?
Correct. I don't do that. Okay. I'm not a content creator.
Oh, okay. Amazing. And so, what Ronnie is responding, and I knew Ronnie wasn't doing that. Ronnie called me Anka. Uncle Jesse.
Yeah. You my uncle. You say a lot of stuff that I agree with. And there are some things you say that I disagree with, but I love you either way.
I know. Ronnie said that we played a soundbite from Martin Luther King back in the 60s, I guess. And he talked about pulling yourself up from the bootstrap. And what did you say about that? And do you remember what you said, Ronnie?
Not 100%.
Right.
I just know that, yeah, I know what Martin Luther King said. I was in agreement with him on that, he said that he believes that we ought to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, but it's still cruel to say to a bootless man to pull himself up by his bootstraps.
And you agree with him that it was cruel to tell a man to you said that it's cruel to tell a man to pull himself up by his bootstrap.
If he's a bootless man, yes, it would be cruel. If he's not a bootless man, then it would not be cruel to tell him to pull himself up by those bootstraps.
And so what's cruel about, first of all, what does it mean to tell a bootless man to pull himself up by a bootstrap? If he does, what does that mean to you?
To me, that means, so if somebody has a job, if they have land, if they grew up in a house with a mother and a father, if they had those necessary things that you need to survive, then they don't have an excuse for not making it in this country. This is you're not going to get a better opportunity in many other countries than you will in the United States.
Right.
But there are some people who have not had those things, and to tell them to pull themselves up by their bootstraps is unfair.
But why would that be unfair if they have nothing? Let's say they have zero. But why would it be cruel or unfair to tell that person, get up and do it for yourself?
Telling them to get up and do it for themselves without any resources is impossible.
Why?
They wouldn't be able to do that unless you're telling them to go steal or take whatever it is that they need.
But how about if you told them, hey, get up, get a job, save your money, do your own thing? What's cruel about that?
Nothing.
So then why do you say it's cruel then?
That's the situation you just asked me about is a different one than what Martin Luther King was talking about.
But let's say that man have nothing, zero. If he's homeless, he has zero. Mm-hmm. How is it cruel to tell that man to get up and I ain't going to give you nothing. I ain't going to help. Ain't nobody going to help you. You poor person with nothing. Get up and do it for yourself. How is that cruel?
Because they wouldn't be able to. For example, if they're homeless, filling out a job application, you have to have an address. For the most of the time, they want you to list your address, where you live, your work history. So if that homeless person doesn't have a home, they don't have work history, they don't have references to list, they literally can't do anything.
But that's not true, you can get any kind of job. You can get jobs where you don't even have to give a location of where you live. Gardeners get jobs every day. They just go out there and help, and they receive their paycheck. They don't ask, how can you do this and how can you do that? They just get paid. You're giving them. Even Christ told the man that couldn't walk for a lifetime, he couldn't walk. Christ like, you want to walk? Because he's like, oh, Christ, they won't let me. They won't help me into the water. They won't help me in the water. And nobody would help the man into the water. Everybody ran over him. And then he was like, Christ, help me, Christ, help, help. And Christ didn't help him. Christ said to him, do you want to walk? And the man was like, yes. Mm-hmm. And Christ said, get up and walk. Was that cruel?
No. And that's also one of my favorite stories in the Bible.
Right.
Because Jesus, he asked him that question, do you want to walk? Because there are some people that they want to stay in that hell. They don't want to help themselves. They just want to be lazy and get those government handouts. And I wouldn't call those people bootless. I would call them lazy. I would call them lazy probably is the best word to describe them.
So
and those aren't the people that I would be advocating for. I wouldn't be standing up and fighting for somebody to get help if they don't want the help. They got to at least want the help first.
So then you agree with me, it's not cruel to tell a bootless man to get up and walk.
I still disagree with you on that, and it's based on the context.
Amazing. Well, okay.
When he was talking about in the 60s, and the reporter asked him, he said, how come other immigrant groups can come over and they can find a way to make it, but it seems that black people can't.
And
Martin Luther King pointed out that when those other groups come over, they can, and even now, even today, you'll see a lot of gas stations are run by people that come from Asia. Because when they get here, that the government gives them access to capital that they don't give access to when it comes to being for black people.
That's not true. They're overdoing giving to blacks now. They give blacks everything to the point that the blacks are so. They gave the blacks, and then I got to run, but they gave the blacks land, I mean, money to buy property and buku money. They just gave them the money, and the blacks didn't pay the money back, and the country crashed. So They're overdoing it for the blacks to the point that black women even help themselves. There was a black woman that's a so-called congresswoman or whatever she is. She's a nasty woman, too. And she was comparing her. She was like, I had to work to get what I have. It wasn't easy for me, like Marjorie. What's Marjorie's name? Marjorie Taylor Greene. And she named some other a white person. She up there, a congresswoman, sitting up there doing an interview, still complaining, talking about it wasn't easy for her like it was. She doesn't know what it took Marjorie to get that job. And this woman got the same job, but she's still bitching.
Yeah. And I would probably push back on her, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what Martin Luther King was pointing out about the willingness of the government to give land to white people and not give it to black people.
But Martin Luthor King was wrong for that. He was a socialist because in those days, black people did it for themselves, buddy. They didn't need some white man to give them something. They did. But, Rod, I got to run because of time. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. I'll call you some other time.
All right, buddy. Martin Luthor King was wrong. Martin Luthor King was a socialist. He wanted to control the blacks. He wanted to be King, Martin Luther King. Nick, what were you saying? I just see you coming.
No, he was talking about all those benefits some of these people get. Asians, he said, store owners. I've asked a lot of those people how they did it. They say they pool their money. I'm sure they get benefits or some whatever, tax breaks. I'm sure if you're smart, you can find those things. But they say they pool their money together and buy those shops and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like 5, 6, 7, like a whole bunch of them. They get together, they pool their money and buy them.
It's unfortunate that anybody would tell the blacks that they can't make it for any reason. You can. Make it mean doing what you want to do. Make it mean if you want no house or you want a house. You want no job or you want. That's what making is. Making is not compared to anybody else. And you don't have to have an address to get a job. He is saying around if you're smart.
Key word, if you're smart. Because Nick said if you're smart, you can pull stuff together and get some benefits.
Right. Are you saying the blacks are not smart?
Maybe.
Ooh. Oof. Not.
Shots fired. Come at me.
Show them on screen, the man saying
come at
me,
blacks. I'm live
next.
So are
you saying the blacks are not smart?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Ooh. Well, they're not. If they're begging and blaming and whining,
yeah,
that's a sign of not being smart. Let's do Super Chats real fast, and then I'll get back to the phone.
Super Chats.
Super Chats. NC Melungion. on Live X says, love you, Jesse. Through God, you helped me heal. My father and mother were both raised by messed up fathers and mothers. Generational. Thank you for helping me stop it in my life.
Nice. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And good morning, X. We love it.
Oh, yeah. Calvin.
Thank you.
Calvin from Ohio does a follow-up coffee. Did it say country? Did I say country music was a black thing? I did not. I said it wasn't a white thing. Everyone contributed to it since its birth in the South on the farmland. Were we or were we not part of that? Again, growing up, Beyonce was a country girl. You're really using a modern child to defend your claim. Terrible. Hate voice.
I don't care what you say. Country and Western was white. It was white. It wasn't black. Now, yes, if you lived in the South, of course, you listen to country and Western. That's all you could do. But the country and Western singers and makers of the music were white. If you doubt me, watch this from X.
You're going to play that again? That kid rattling off all those names, impressive.
Right. 5'2". If you doubt me, just, I have proof. I'm not making it up. Watch this.
Okay, do you know who won Best Country Artist or Country Album of the Year for the 2025 Grammys last night?
Hardy?
No.
Morgan Wallman?
No.
Ella Langley?
No.
Riley Green?
No.
Luke Combs?
Nope.
Bailey Zimmerman?
Nope.
And all these people are white.
No.
Thomas Rhett?
No.
Hmm. I don't think. What's her name? Megan Maroney?
No.
I give up.
Do you want me to tell you?
Sure.
Beyonce.
What? God.
She's not even country!
Yep.
Wow.
Go.
That's my proof. How many did he name?
Nine. I counted nine people.
All white.
All of them better than Beyonce at country music.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
He named not one black.
He even thought of a woman toward the end there.
Right. Black people were not the creator of country western music. And you got to be out of your mind to think that Beyonce won that. That was DEI all the way. It was DEI. It had nothing to do with talent. Zero. White people. I'm sure the whole country world, they're shaking their heads.
And rolling their eyes.
They might not say it out loud like their little kids did. But they know that it was Beyonce didn't win that. Anybody with common sense knows she didn't win that. What a mess. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Calvin from Ohio.
Yeah, thank you.
Renee, three coffees. Jesse, earlier in the show, you said only God forgives, humans don't.
Right.
So then please make it make sense to me why you tell people to forgive their mother and father.
But the forgiveness that human beings do, you admit that you're wrong for judging, playing God, being angry. You are saying that, hey, I'm wrong. I judged you. I've been angry at you. I'm wrong. And that's what forgiveness is. And when you admit you're wrong because your heart is wicked, then God will forgive you because you have confessed your sin that you're wrong for judging. That's what real forgiveness is. And if you notice when human beings say, oh, I forgive you, they don't really mean it. The person that says, I'm sorry, and the person that says, I forgive you, don't mean it. Because people that say they're sorry, they turn right around and do it again. But when you truly admit you're wrong, you won't do it again. It'll be done. Amazing question. Thank you.
Carlos bought a coffee. Jesse and crew, thank you for all you do. I've been following the network about 5 years now. Glad to say I've come across your channel because I've been hooked ever since. Keep up the amazing work you guys do. God bless.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Five coffees from C-Bill, the Jew haters, white men that call your show are sounding like black men who blame white people for their problems.
Yeah.
Beta, laughing face.
I don't know who called, but when white people hated the Jews, they sound just like the blacks. They sound just like the Allah U'Abbar about the Jews. Victims complain. And they don't believe they can make it in life. Without making it is amazing. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear with a couple of diamonds. Lift yourself up by the bootstraps. Demonstrate, please. A physical demonstration of bootstrapping. Strapping. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to 555-555-565, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, Misty, CEO of Base, Army Ann, and of course, Cactus Eater Bear. Thanks all for your support. And shout out to the Rumble supporters.
You gotta know how to rumble.
FN Super Trucker says rap was invented by the CIA to destroy blacks. Now rap will destroy white people. Delete the degenerate crap called rap or it will destroy you.
Rap is crap. Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim said, I would shoot myself if my kid knew all those celebrity names. Good point.
He would just name them off, roll them off and tell like nothing. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I am out of time. It's, I don't know, tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. Bible Thumper Thursday tomorrow. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. Overcome your fallen state. You can be free. You are free and don't know it, so you live like a slave when you really are free. The master has opened the gate so you can leave the plantation and you won't even leave. Forgive your mothers. Every human being must forgive their mothers and fathers, especially mothers, and return to the Father. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Thank you for your donations and your support. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. And then Joel Friday TV. He black. And then the American Anchor Baby. From an unknown location. Hiding from ICE. ICE, 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 baby. Have a good day, folks. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday and the men's forum. Take care. Oh, to the caller, I'm out of time. Ryan out of New Orleans. First time call out of Australia. Australia, heard around the world. And the caller just dropped. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Take care. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out RebuildingTheMan.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you,
wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you, just because we don't have more.
most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.